And today was the first day at the beach, so I think I burned my shoulders a bit.
Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguistov team.
Order a free English lesson with us at www.linguistov.ru.
And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
Hi, can you hear me well?
Pretty well, yes.
Okay, how are you?
I'm quite well, thank you very much. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm lying in complete darkness in the hotel room. It's very dark outside.
What's the time difference?
It's 3 hours ahead, so it's 10:25. And it gets dark at about 7, and it gets really dark. I mean, can't see nothing outside.
What city is it?
It's Krabi province.
What?
And Krabi town.
Krabi?
Krabi, it's called Krabi town, yeah. It's kind of, you know, relaxing, not a very crazy place. And the tourism here is only beginning to develop. So it's not that crazy as in Bangkok or in Pattaya, you know, the other parts of Thailand. But it's good. I mean, that's the kind of place I like. The only disadvantage is the location of the hotel. It's 25 kilometers from the beach. There are taxis called tuk-tuk, but they are quite expensive, as we discovered.
Mm-hmm.
So we finally rented a motorbike today. Sorry for the noises.
It's okay.
I can't close the window. It's unclosable.
Our special correspondent from sunny Thailand, even her name suits her location. Our very own
Hello.
And very much exotic Asia.
Oh. Hello. How is that my Asia?
Asia.
Asia. Asia is in Asia. Yes.
And next one. And also our pretty much permanent correspondent from Naberezhnye Chelny. It doesn't get more glamorous than that. Landish. That sounds bizarre.
Tuk-tuks are not new for me because I used tuk-tuks in China, in Vietnam.
Okay.
But they are different in China. You know what tuk-tuk is? It's a motorcycle and a passenger cabin, which is self-made.
Yeah, I got it. They also wrote that it's not advisable to use tuk-tuk without... what do you call it? The
helmet?
No. If you see that there is no device which counts the kilometers or meters that you... how is it called?
Speedometer? No, not speedometer.
No, not speedometer.
Something-mometer.
Well, anyway. Something which counts the...
Kilometometer?
Okay, all right. Tips for travelers in Thailand. Thai people hold their king and queen and the royal family in great reverence. And so...
Oh, that is true.
So they won't tolerate foreigners showing disrespect to them. Saying anything insulting about the royal family is, of course, illegal. Defacing anything that has a picture of the king on it, such as money, for example, is illegal as it falls into the same category as insulting the royal family.
This is so true. There are so many portraits of the king. Every 10 meters, you can see a portrait of the king surrounded by flowers and some souvenirs, you know, Buddha statues. Mm-hmm. I think he's like half god here. A lot of Buddha temples were named after the king or were built to show some respect for the king. So, yes, he's like the second figure after Buddha here in Thailand. They love the king, they love the royal family I was thinking if the same thing was in Russia. I mean, if we had the same thing towards Vladimir Putin, yes.
Oh.
that would be so fun. And I don't know. I'm sure every portrait of the president would have the fake mustache. Bangkok, there are a lot of demonstrations and protests. So I was just wondering, if they love their king so much, what are they not happy with? So
maybe they want
more portraits.
Let's cover all the streets with portraits of the king. Give more portraits to the nation.
And he's 80 something, 86, I think.
Oh, does he have a some kind of a hair?
A wife, yes. So hair, he has some, but not much.
I guess that one is enough. No?
But the portraits, you know, I don't know whether they were made recently or some time ago. That's the point. So maybe he is now a bit older.
But what does he look like? Is he handsome?
Well, he looks like an ordinary Asian guy.
Okay.
Very similar to Buddha. As if he's reached Nirvana the other day. Actually, I like the Buddha thing. And I think if I were religious, I would probably be a Buddhist. That is probably my favorite religion so far.
Did I tell you that I'm officially a Buddhist?
Officially?
Yes. I even what? I have a sort of a card where it says when and where my Tao was opened. I don't know.
I mean, you never told me about that. That is the secret thing about Landish. So okay.
It was in the USA. I was standing in the subway there, and an Asian woman approached me, and she said something in Chinese. I said that I don't understand, and she said, "Oh, you look so like a Chinese girl, yeah." And then we started talking, and she invited me to their Buddhist.
She baptized you?
No. And then she said that, "Well, come and see us. We have a local Buddhist temple in this part of Boston."
Did you come?
I did, of course.
I don't think you would have come if you were that skeptical as you are now.
Well, who knows? Apart from me, there were like 5 Chinese guys, and I didn't understand anything that they were saying. I think I had a translator, and it was very interesting. There were a lot of this, how do you call it? Not candles, but
aroma sticks.
There was Buddha in the middle, and there were bodhisattvas by each side. So, and it was quite interesting. And I had to speak those mantras, or what is it?
I think it's Indian. I think Buddhists also have their mantras, but they are a bit different from the Indian ones, but I'm not sure. But anyway, kind of a prayer, yeah?
Yes,
so had to repeat that.
I had to repeat it. And after that, this lady, she placed her finger between my eyebrows and opened my Tao. I have a document which says that, I'm a Buddhist.
You are a Buddhist. Wow.
Yeah.
That's I like this religion more than others. I mean, I'm not religious, but if I were religious, I would probably choose Buddhism. What I love about it is that it's not trying to persuade you. But maybe that was not in your case, but anyway, it's not trying to persuade you to do anything. This religion is absolutely not aggressive. They seem to be so happy, so content, and so satisfied, and they don't need no more people. Like, that's the impression you get when you see them. The temples are so peaceful, and you just feel like kind of, you know, relaxed up there. And they are not like when you are entering the Christian church or temple, usually you see a lot of pain. Jesus Christ died on the cross, and you see a lot of pictures of him being in pain, of his disciples being in pain, you know. So you see a lot of pain and a lot of suffering, and you feel kind of, I don't know, not happy, I mean, when you see that.
Yes.
But when you are entering the Buddha temple, you see how happy the Buddha is. He's lying up there and in the middle of the temple, and you see the pictures on the walls, and they are so happy. They are smiling, and everything is in bright colors like blue or yellow or green. And you see a lot of sun coming from the windows. So it's kind of, I mean, the atmosphere is very, it's very friendly and very happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to indulge the feelings of the Christians, but it's just what you feel.
Generally, Thai women are conservative, so don't touch them without their consent.
I was just going to touch them.
I thought so. That's why I chose this one.
I was dying to touch some of the Thai women. You just ruined my plan for tomorrow.
No, you have to resist your temptation.
And the thing I read in the guidebook is that before you fall in love with a Thai woman, make sure it's a woman.
Oh yes.
Here in Krabi, I think it's a very conservative place, so you won't meet you won't see a lot of ladyboys here. Mm-hmm. But in Bangkok and in Pattaya, it's a very big business. You know, that's what people say. I mean, I haven't checked. And the sex tourism is a very big industry here. Not my opinion. Mm-hmm. I read it somewhere. When a family can't afford to turn their son into a daughter,
mm-hmm.
it's a big thing. It means that the lady boy mm-hmm. will help with the income.
Mm-hmm.
And they start this process at the age of 8 or 9.
Mm-hmm.
They give the special medicine to change the body of the boy. And in public schools, there are 3 types of toilets. The boy's toilet, mm-hmm. the girl's toilet, and the toilet for lady boys, because they're neither boys nor girls. When you are on the public beach, you can see a lot of kids like that. I mean, it's interesting how the country like that, I mean, being conservative, yes. With such traditional values, respecting their king and family values so much, being so open mm-hmm. to things like that at the same time. I mean, how it's a very weird combination mm-hmm. and it's strange.
Yes, it's true.
So it's very conservative, but at the same time, it's not conservative at all. So.
Normally, Thai people address others by their first names and with the title Hun.
Hun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So don't be surprised if you are addressed as Hun Mary or Hun John, instead of by your surname. So
Hunasha.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Traditionally, Thais greet each other with the why.
Why? Why are you here? Why have you come to my house?
Good question. So anyway, it's called why. So why means you press your palms together at the chest. So this gesture is called why. And if someone whys you, you should why back.
Why are you here? I don't know why are you. The surprising thing about Thailand is that they have very, very expensive cars.
Oh.
And the condition of the cars is very good.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are new. Okay. But actually, I haven't seen any old cars. Most of them are, you know, pickups like Nissan or Toyota, the pickups.
Mm-hmm.
And they are in a very good condition. The guy told us that the reason is very low bank fees.
Mm.
He said that most of these cars are taken by credit or for credit or with credit. So, but the percent is very low.
Thais regard the head as the highest part of the body, literally and figuratively. So avoid touching people on the head. Try not to point your feet at people or an object. It is considered very rude. You will also need to remove your shoes before entering a private Thai home.
Yeah, not only home, any store.
Hmm.
Actually, yes. I think it has something to do with Buddhism, but I'm not sure. But yes, it's true. Don't touch their heads,
mm-hmm.
Take off shoes,
and
yes.
Don't point your feet at anything.
The weirdest one is, yes. I always point at objects with my feet.
I know.
Both feet.
Yes.
Like, hey, look! And I pointed.
The last one. If the sea disappears, run. More than 10,000 people died in Thailand from the tsunami that hit half the world. And if you're...
What do you mean disappears? If I come to the sea and I don't see the sea,
yes.
I should run in the direction of the sea or in the opposite direction?
I mean, you choose.
Where is the sea? And I should run towards the sea,
yes,
or
trying to find it.
In the
yes,
opposite
of
direction.
Of course you have to search it, otherwise how can you take it back? You
how,
have to
how,
you have
how
to
can
move.
I swim? How can
yes.
I take it back?
Yes, yeah. So of course you have to go towards the ocean.
Just like Forrest Gump, you remember that episode when the storm happened and all the fishermen started going in the direction towards the shore,
mm-hmm.
and Forrest Gump, just because he was not so smart, he went to the opposite direction,
yes.
and as a result, everybody died except him.
My advice is to follow the lead of Forrest Gump.
So basically, run in the direction of the sea, find the sea, bring it back, and in case of a tsunami. Tsunami will not notice you, will think, okay, you brought me here, I'll save your life.
Okay, and that's it about the tips.
Very, very, very useful tips.
I know.
It's only my second day in Thailand, so of course I need some professional tips. Thank you.
I have also some interesting facts about Thailand. So according to the World Economic Forum, Thailand is the 13th friendliest country in the world. Iceland is the friendliest. And Thailand's nickname is the Land of Smiles.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, I think that I read that they smile all the time.
Yeah, it's as long as you don't touch their head.
Yes.
If you touch their head...
then, yeah. So the evil
then
is unleashed.
Magic transformation happens. And you see the real face of Thai people. Take their masks off and you see their real faces. So don't touch their heads.
Yeah.
Don't wake up the demons, yes.
One of the country's most unusual festivals is the annual monkey buffet. More than 300 monkeys are invited to feast on over 2 tons of
it.
Grilled sausage.
Who brings the invitations?
I don't know. So they feast on over 2 tons of grilled sausage, fresh fruit, ice cream and other treats.
If the monkey is not invited and it comes to the feast, can it enjoy the feast or does it have to have the invitation?
I think it has
are
to
there
have
any
an invitation.
Standing and checking the invitations. I'm sorry, you're not on the list.
Yeah. There's probably some dress code as well.
Of course, you have to be a monkey.
Yes. All right, yes. And there are, what's it called? Bouncers, yeah?
Baby bouncers?
No. No. Those huge guys in clubs that, you know, get rid of people.
Yes.
Monkey bouncers.
Yes. I've heard about the water festival in Thailand.
Oh, it's on New Year, yeah? Songkran.
It's in the book.
It's in New Year. Yes.
I mean, half of the things I know about the world, I'm sorry. Half of the things I know about the world comes from the Thank You English File course. That's ridiculous. You go along the street, you don't hurt nobody,
mm-hmm.
and then suddenly a bucket of water, and you just say thank you. You smile because you are in Thailand.
Yeah. And you why?
And why? You're like, why? They why you back?
They why you back?
And of course you can't touch their head. I imagine the linguistic team standing in the line of monkeys.
Yes.
Attempting to enter the feast to pass the security guards or how the bouncers, how did you
bouncers, yes.
and having this monkey costumes. You'll be a small monkey, I'll be a gorilla, and you'll be a monkey with a how's that I don't know the name of the monkey, the small one but very active one.
I love it.
You'll be a very small one, smaller than a chimpanzee with a big tail, the one who steals things from tourists. And I'll be the big one. Okay. I'll be your protector. Wow. So you'll steal, I'll protect you in case of trouble.
How is it called?
I'll be your Krusha. I can't say your roof, yeah?
An interesting fact about Thailand. Statues of Buddha in Thailand are leased as they are considered sacred, and the sacred cannot be bought or sold.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
You know, how can you doubt such a source as the internet, Asia?
Of course you can't doubt. If it's taken from the internet, I believe it.
Siamese cats that are now popular all over the world, for the first time from Thailand, were brought to Russia as a gift to Nicholas II. And then later, from Russia, they were distributed around the world.
So the first journey was from Thailand to Russia.
To Russia, yeah. Mm.
They are good cats. They look nice. I know they are evil. They are evil.
It's true, yeah. That's it.
Anyway. Anyway, I'll be making notes on the culture, the people, the food, and the social life in Thailand.
Yes.
In case of something interesting, I'll report to the linguist.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
All right.
Yeah, have a good time.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Thank you so much. All right. Bye-bye.
Lots of books and discussions at www.lingvistov.ru.